I'm joined now by Worcester City manager Carl Healy. Carl, another win, 10 games unbeaten. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, I'm delighted, you know, because after last week, you know, the euphoria of last week, everything about it was superb. Today, you know, I'm reading what Leamington are saying. It's the fourth time we've played them. They've had a break, they're refreshed, and they're coming to burst our bubble. So I don't need any more. I don't need to say any more. You know, we're proud of what we've done here. We're a good side, and we spoke before the game, good teams win games of football like today after last week. To come back into the reality of the league you're in, good teams win games, and they've done that today.
It was a tight first half, but the best chance fell to Williams.
Yeah, we just felt that we didn't move the ball as fluidly as we can do. And credit to Leamington, you know, they came to stifle us and make it difficult for us and pressed, you know, in the middle of the park. It was quite congested in there. But we always felt if we could just up the pace and up the tempo a little bit and just string a few passes together, we would inevitably get an opportunity. And it was just a 20-minute spell in the second half where we really started to look like the side we have done for the past 9 or 10 games.
Both your goals today came from set pieces, well-worked moves, both of them.
Yeah, certainly the second one, because that's you know, God give credit to John Snape there. That's one of his, and we've worked and worked and worked at it, and it's come off today for the first time. So we're delighted with that, and it's just a little bit of a payback for all the effort that goes in on the training ground.
You conceded late on; it made the last few minutes a bit nervy.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's from a defensive point of view, it's a disappointing goal. But we've conceded from that a couple of times now, so that's maybe something we need to look at. But a great delivery into the box, and, you know, I think we've dropped off a little bit too deep, and, you know, where you need to be brave there and try and hold a high line and stop your man getting a run, and you let the keeper come and deal with it. But, yeah, that was slightly disappointing and probably the blot of the afternoon. But, you know, we've held on, and I think we've held on relatively comfortably at the end.
Do you think the win at the Ricoh last Sunday can sort of springboard City? The fact that you've won there, you could go on a run and perhaps even start getting close to the playoff positions?
Well, you know, before we went to the Ricoh, you know, I spoke about everything about last week. And, you know, when you sit down and watch it all the way back through the BBC final score. And by the way, Matt, I need to give you a mention. Great commentary. It was really, really enjoyable. But prior to that, we were on a good run. And we've got some momentum, and last week was just a continuation of that. And you know, I was watching something on TV this morning. I was listening to a manager saying, it was Gary Monk, I think, I wish you could bottle when you look in your players' eyes on certain times and carry that on. And I know what he means, because last weekend the Ricoh, we looked and they were genuinely confident that they could go and get a result. So it was a continuation of what we've done. But, you know, when you've gone 10 games unbeaten, and I think it's 7 wins or something like that, you have a chance. We're in there, we're in contention. There's a long, long way to go, but, you know, we're in a far better position than we were last season, and the aim is to finish as high up the league as we can, and if that's the top 5, then brilliant.